Close. So, Doc, this is your big chance to shine. This is your big luck roll.
Oh, what about the card damage? Did we roll that?
Yes. Roll a d12 on the car, if you please.
Oh my
Car is
God.
really fucked up. It's going to be at severe negatives to fly if anybody becomes, if you're still alive. Alive! Probably was shot out of the air, thanks, Doc. I couldn't have blacked. Oh, right. Doc and Freddie, you think you're having weird dreams about a bunch of strange people that are working on you and doing things to you, and you're like all hallucinating and stuff and drooling and stuff. And they're giving you something to drink and all that. You hear a lot of chanting and stuff. They try their first aid rolls, and honestly, only Freddie gets some healing because Doc's life sucks. And Freddie, you're going to heal up 2 points. Both of you guys stay out for a while, though. So both of you guys give me willpower rolls. Lower is better. You want to make this sexy.
Times four.
Times two.
Doc heals up only 2 hit points, so I don't know if he's conscious or not yet. Cool. Freddy heals up 4 hit points.
I'm at. I've taken 9 out of 14.
Oh, you're fine. Fine. Okay, so that in Facebook for you. And Doc's still unconscious. You're conscious. You guys have been apparently hauled out of the car, and some people or somebody or something attempted to patch you guys up. And let's see. They left a bunch of weird flowers and crystals on you. Ah, yeah, we're in California. So, right. They didn't, with that low of luck roll, they didn't even bother to loot you guys, which is odd. Yes, they thought about it. Actually, they probably took like some food, water. Your Evian's gone, and they left your weapon and shit like that. That's, even the weird sword and stuff. They had no use for a strange metal tube with switches on it and shit. So, yeah. Now, right, Freddie, you've got a problem. First off, the doc is still unconscious. Car's really fucked up, but it may still be able to fly. And you're thinking, unless you get Doc somewhere, he's gonna die. He's all bandaged up and stuff. Doesn't look good. He looks like death warmed over. And you're kind of out
Able to.
right now, so this is not a good place to stay. There's a lot of barefoot human tracks around, and also you can smell marijuana in the air.
And I'm not able to reattempt the first aid.
Now, well, you could at negative 30, but you're pretty sure if you fumble again, it may just kill him. He's barely
Oh,
holding together, and he's guts are all ripped open, and he's got a hole in his ass that just won't quit. Yeah, you try to
I
patch
didn't
him up.
fall.
No problem. You stick another band-aid on him. He'll be fine. He's going to die soon, though. He'll be fine. Soon dead. You're in the desert. The sun beats relentlessly down on you through the clouds, which are gray.
Can I attempt like medicine to see how long I
No,
can heal?
you need to get a full operating room to use the medicine skill.
Well, I mean, no, to like figure out how long he has.
Not long. You can tell that by his labored breathing and occasional tummy noise in his lungs as they're filling with blood.
Okay,
Apparently,
fine.
what strange people stopped by were not able to help him. He's too far gone, and it's up to you to save him.
I'm gonna try and I can't drive that car.
You've got to make it work. There's no other way. You're out in the middle of the desert and you just crashed. Possibly because Doc Fulton had a little bit of a faint because he's so loss of blood because it all drained out the hole in his ass.
All right, as I'm like getting him ready to leave, like
Give
picking
me a
him up
break.
and stuff, I lost one of the people.
No
Do
people
either of you?
around.
Oh,
None of
they're
them
left.
around. They
Oh,
left before you became conscious. And like I said, there's only the smell of
okay.
marijuana and some barefoot
Fine.
footprints. You're not sure
All
what
right.
could have helped, but you're grateful
I'll
for it.
put him in the back. Well,
Give me
I'll
a
strap him
strength
in.
roll. He is a lot of fucking solid muscle tissue. He is heavy as fuck. Plus, he's got a whole bunch of rocks and shit in all of his clothes for whatever reason. Oh,
Health.
yeah, he's in the back. No problem. You carefully toss him in the back. He begins trying to get, he tries to devalue what's left of the back seat as much as possible by bleeding on all the upholstery.
Strap him in and
Okay. He
go
chose to stay.
into
Neck. There you go, Doc. You'll be fine.
the
Yeah, just for the camera, he has a big cock and balls drawn on his face as part of the healing process, apparently.
I'm gonna
Fucking hippies.
I'm gonna do I know how long it will take me to get back if I don't fly, but just drive on the ground?
You're not even sure where you are. Flying may be the only way to see where to go. You've got to make it work. And plus, even if you try it on the ground, it's still a flying car.
Right.
Doom! Right. This is your one
Less,
roll.
yeah, less chance of dying horribly if I just drive on the ground, so that's all I'll do.
There's plenty of big rocks you can run into when you accidentally goose the accelerator. No problem smashing into shit and having burning fiery wreck and stuff. You can tell the doc is just pissed as he's laying there with the safety belt around his neck, cock drawn on his face. He's not a happy doctor. But I'll tell you what, we're gonna make it easy on you. It's just one roll to get the fuck out. Just one roll to get back to the barber shop and then so you can haul him inside to get a shave.
Oh
Immediately goose the throttle toward the big thing of rocks and screaming, hit it. The car explodes, killing you both.
Oh,
How many hero points do you have left out of curiosity?
now it.
You'll be fine. Look at the cr intensity of Chris watching you fucking do this. Chris loves being in this position.
You know, if you would have spent one pause and not shot me before, look at all this that wouldn't have happened. I think there's a lesson here.
Giving his
I mean,
unconscious ass
you
a
could have spent a pause to not take the damage too.
Are you seriously?
turn.
I'm just saying.
I haven't had, like, the doc hasn't been this pissed at another PC in a very
Since you
long
took
time.
that guy, I know which guy. It was the Star Trek guy. That was the most pissed I think he'd been. So it's up to you. You can make it all better. Doc will actually maybe forgive you someday if you can just make this roll. It's all you've got to do, and that'll be the nice conclusion of the adventure everybody's been thirsting for.
I'll spend another hero point on me.
Look at him go!
That
War.
reverse bias would have been really useful.
Oh yeah.
Well, not really.
War. It's fantastic. Well, you unfortunately, unknown to Freddy, just shows a camera pan down, shows driving in circles around the desert, waiting for Doc to bleed out, him to die of thirst.
Fucking.
Evian. You had that Evian on, it would be a real treat. A real treat, I tell you. You're thinking about sucking the what little water's in the engine out. Sure, it may kill you, but
Come on, what?
nauseous omen, nauseous omen.
I have five left now.
Desert, and one of the hippies looks in there and goes, You think they're okay, man? Yeah, says the other.
Wow.
I wish I could say shit.
Mm-hmm. So, what are you going to do, Freddy? Are you okay with the fail? You just want to cruise around?
Just stack on.
How many hero points do you have left?
Four.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. So, you're okay with the fail? The horrible, horrible fail?
Yeah.
You drive around throughout the entire day.
While I'm driving, can I attempt to shadow walk?
Yeah, you can. You're just driving erratically and dangerously and all that. Sure, you can try a shadow walk. Wait, before you roll, select destination. You know, wanting to try a skill and then teasing me by having no idea where you're going, that's just mean.
I can't go there.
Get on with it. Pick a spot.
No. I can't. No, if I'm gonna Burlington, we'll just be attacked by agents. So, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to cast the spell.
So you cruise around through the hot, hot desert all day long, the sky roiling ugly above you. Eventually, the sun starts to go down. You can't go on anymore, and so you decide to park. You park, and then you see some old pieces of flowers and shit like that, and you realize this is exactly where you'd started from. God damn it, you say. It's cold in the desert.
I'm gonna rifle through the duck's backpack. Does it have a map or something on him?
Yeah. Nice laminated map. Yeah.
Map of Route 66.
Yeah. Unfortunately, getting to where you were going to, not really a problem. That I mean, to use a map, generally you gotta know at least where you are and have some landmarks. Where you're going, but your problem is you drive like shit. So you guys end up spending another night in the desert. You gather up some old copies of Playboy and burn them as a campfire. And the next day, let's see, Freddy, give me a luck roll, if you will. You don't want willpower times one, Chris. You want willpower times five. I think 88 would still make times five for you. Yeah,
it would.
You heal up one hit point, or as we say,
I'm awake.
And pissed. And Freddy, you can do a willpower roll also, and a luck roll. I want to see what if anything happens at night.
Well, failed.
Great. I know exactly what's going on.
By four.
You heal up
two hit points. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, right, bunch of hyenas and shit. They're hanging out around the car. They're trying to get into the car, and the doc wakes up. He sees a hyena on the hood sitting there on all fours, and it glares at him real mean and just pisses all over the hood.
Hi, Doc.
You're in the passenger seat. Freddy's in the driver's seat. He looks nervously at you.
Where are we at?
In the middle of the desert.
Oh, we didn't get the clems, did we?
Nope.
Okay.
If I drive, I don't know how to.
Yeah.
No problem. You guys do the really super awkward switching seats in the front seat type of thing, which smears blood all. You guys are pretty much blood brothers at this point, and you're all covered in blood and shit, each other's and stuff. And then phone's like, and there's a grinding noise, and whatever's happened to the flying car is not letting you just do the one successful roll to escape the scene and go somewhere better.
Okay.
It's pissing you off. You drive through the desert. Give me a luck roll, Chris. I'm curious to see where you end up as you're going really slowly. And you think you smell smoke, You instantly know who to blame. Ah, excellent. You guys come across a camp of hippies. It appears that they've formed some sort of drum circle.
Can we join?
Yeah, man. Hey, I know these guys. I know that cock anywhere, he says, looking at Fulton.
What?
Nothing, dude.
Oh. kind of point to your face. Do like a little circle thing. You have something on your face.
What's on my face?
Go look at the car.
Look at the mirror.
Somebody's drawing a cock on your face. I didn't want to mention it before, but Freddie also has one. It just was the only thing making Fulton happy all day long, so I just didn't want to mention that. Yeah, great. No problem. Yeah, you guys join the drum circle. Both of you give me bongo drums rolls, please, as they insist on you trying it out.
I play it shittily.
Oh, now I'm going to hit. Thanks.
He can't fly a car, but by God, you guys are both, the hippies are very impressed with you, and they give you food and water and marijuana.
I sing.
Hmm.
I do some singing.
Mm-hmm. Give me a new one. They want you to try to comprise some poetry, the way the beatnik poetry. They want you to try your beatnik poetry role. This is a very 1960s thing, 70s. Beatnik poetry. If you have regular poetry, you can use that instead and give them something more beautiful than what they're used to. Yeah. All right, you pick up the skill beatnik poetry and to check and learn if you don't already have one. So
I'm going to do some dancing, too.
You're really heavily wounded. Are you sure you want to go that far?
Maybe not. You're right.
I mean, you can do the dance of the heavily wounded fuck, I guess, but no problem. The hippies are very impressed with you guys, and they make you honorary hippies. You now have weird hippie bandanas and shit. Plus five reputation with stupid hippies in California wilderness. No, I'm kidding. Don't worry about them. They'll probably all kill themselves or die or split up once the marijuana runs out, whatever. So the next day, you guys go get in your busted ass car. It's all fucked up. It looks about as bad as the giant floating head, honestly.
Do they have like a VW van here?
No, they've been walking through the desert. Somehow they're still alive. There's a lot of them, though. There's like 50, 60 fucking hippies. You also had people change bandages and stuff. They didn't heal any hit points. But, oh, you guys do sleep that night. Both of you can try willpower rolls as you sleep in the love circle of the hippies.
By four.
And you get two hit points there, Fulton. Freddie get? Freddie gets, goddamn, he got times one. So you gain back five. If you get a crit, you're completely healed. So one night of sleep, you could be completely healed. Freddy appears to be healing up, leaving only the Doc's injuries to gape at. Doc's looking a little bit better. He's no longer in imminent death. He angrily takes back his laminated Route 66 map, which seems to be a really big thing to him, and attempts to drive the busted-ass car to finally escape this horrible scene. Scene being both beings, the hippies and...
I spent a pause.
Ah.
Yeah, he's finally...
You guys pull up in front of Clem's. People are amazed that you haven't been killed for using this thing. After you get out of it and walk off, the car bursts into blue flames. You ignore it and go into Clem's. Doc Fulton goes over and slumps into Clem's chair. Clem's like, howdy, what can I do you for?
I'd like a shave and a hot towel.
Where are you going back to?
MMO land.
All right. And you as well, sir?
Yeah.
Hot towels are applied over your face, and when they're taken off, you're looking down the shafts of many ballista slappers, etc. Oh, holy shit. Somebody go in and help get them out of there. They look really fucked up. Soldiers come and basically pick you guys up. lift you up, and carefully take you out of the wonderful traps and tricks and shit that they've arranged around the Clem's barbershop. You are quickly borne over to the PC hideout type thing within Clem's. They attempt to bring a, let's see, do they have a magic healer available? 60 on down? No, of course not. They change your bandages and stuff, and food, water, and alcohol are brought to you. You guys are taken out of your old clothes and put into much nicer, cleaner clothes, warm beds, etc. You guys are looked after. You get a good night's sleep. Basically, things fade out. They don't even question what happened. Is Doc Fulton looks very close to death. And from the looks that Doc Fulton is giving to Freddie, Freddie may be close to death too. So both of you guys give me willpower rolls as you have a good night's sleep, because they don't apparently have healers here. So three hit points back for each of you.
Cool.
Okay. Are you still close to death, Doc?
I'm at, yeah. I have six hit points now.
So half-ish? Under half, yeah. Third?
Third.
Cool. How's Freddy doing? Half, third?
I'm at full.
Oh. This makes Doc hate you more. So, you guys wake up. What are you going to do? Or is it end of adventure here in this?
I think it's end of adventure.
Basically, right. I'm just going to heal up for a couple days. I did want to look at the sword, though, before we decide that this is the end.
All right, sure. Go ahead and give me a mark a charge off your glasses, then give me an analyze magic.
By half.
Right. This is the this sword's got a couple of interesting properties. First, if you attempt to parry it with a normal weapon, then it they get one parry and then their weapon's fucked. Also, it bumps one on the damage, so instead of D8, the base is D10. You need to turn off your camera to get fed or something, dude. Go for it.
That's fine, don't worry.
Cool. And let's see. Also, it ignores armor.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a fucking sword. The bad thing about the sword is that it will slowly take over the mind of anybody using it unless they are super strong-willed and can roll good. Thought I'd put that last part in there because just being super strong-willed, not enough, really. So it is an evil sword for evil people. So for somebody like Yana, for example, she might not notice its attempt to take over minds. Like, you should kill everybody. She's like, I know. I know that. What are you thinking? We're going to get to it as soon as I get sober. So, yeah, definitely an evil sword. Honestly, it's not, aside from like basically you can only parry it once, aside from that power, which is good, I think it's less powerful than your lightsaber. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing, it because my lightsaber ignores armor. It's D12 base. So,
yeah.
I mean, the parry normal and it damages their weapon is nice, but.
Yeah. Lightsaber has a coolness factor that can't be beat.
I mean, I really don't want to have my mind taken over.
You give it to Yana, she would love something like that. You have her mind taken. Unfortunately, she can't use a sword worth a shit. You remember back from your acting days, screen and stage.
So, I could put Batman into the sword and let them fight it out.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that sword, but if you want to put it into storage here, I'm sure there's an MMO storage listed somewhere.
Yeah, I'll put it into storage.
Please put all full notes into the storage thing. Alex, is there a storage thing for this for MMO Land?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, just be sure to type all the notes in there, Chris. And both of you guys, or actually, Chris, take two more nights of healing. You make Alex wait on you, and you just stare at him while you're trying to slowly regrow your internal organs and shit. And the hole in your ass will be the last thing to heal. Because, you know. Uh-huh. So, three more. And one more. There you go. That's as good as you're going to get.
I'm halfway there.
You'll never fully heal. But, you know, with all the horrible shit going on and all that, I did manage to take out one of the three generals, which is impressive. I didn't think it'd fucking get done today. So, because of that, this does definitely, in case you guys didn't already know, will count as a prestige mod because you did end up going after a general. And I'm even giving you an extra refill because you've completed one of the big overarching quests that's been going for a year or two.
I do have a victory prestige mod.
Cool. Okay. So, discard any cards you do not love.
Cool.
Show your hand. What a fucking ride that one was. The look on Chris's face really says it all. Did you enjoy yourself, one pause, Chris?
Would have so much trouble.
I can understand why you spend it because it's only 3 points and at that time you're okay, but still, the fact that it all wrapped into a big ball of shit.
I hate my life.
Did you get something fucked up?
My laptop is fine.
Ah. That's yeah. Not, that's, yeah. There you go. And that's your only laptop left, I believe, is the good one because the other one had already, nice. Well, that all worked out. I'm
going to play training time. Hmm? Got a check and something.
Did you get a check and rifle through all that combat?
No.
I'd take a check and rifle because every session you should build that fucker up. I know what Chris said, and you did try, and all you end up doing is missing a lot and shooting him in the ass once. So
that's all for me. I have two clogging grids and one victory mod.
Well, don't forget, you guys get one more refill.
Another refill.
So. Oh, yeah, we do. Whoops.
So discard anything you don't love and draw back up.
Another victory mod.
God damn.
And a dissemination.
Hmm.
Do you want that one?
I got a feeling paranoid if you have any negative favors with any NPC, one of them.
Meh.
But no, the gods hate me, so...
So that's a discard all of your cards?
Yeah. You didn't get a note, did you?
Oh, wait. You get new cards, though, yeah?
No, this is my second refill.
No, I mean, from the gods hate you. What, do you not refill your hand from that, or do you refill your hand?
Discard all your cards, no trading. Oh, and refill your hand.
Gods despise you is where you just lose them.
Right, okay. So I lost one prestige victory, though.
As it well and truly should be, but you get a refill and you still got dissemination, so you may get some shit. Then you're all out of cards. You're so lost without them, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So I have a full retrieve, and you said you have a disseminate still?
Hmm.
Yeah.
But how many cards do you...
I have two victories and two clung reads.
Okay. So trade me the dissemination and I will give you a card that you'll like. Or toss the dissemination down because I'm going to play it. And here's a card for you.
It's a friendly fire on. That'd be a great card for everybody. I think, Chris, by the way, since Pete chose to go over one instead of up one on the shadow thing, I think right now you're the most powerful person on that as far as number of bubbles hit.
I already have it, but thanks.
Oh, you did? Well,
yeah.
It doesn't matter because I can't go up any higher.
Okay. No way.
Can't go up and higher in what?
Essence.
Ah, yeah. So, are you done with your cards, Chris? Because you still got the refill all or replenish or whatever.
Oh, you still have a replenish?
What? No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Dissemination method.
Huh?
I gave you the dissemination. That's it.
Ah, okay. So you've got dissemination. Do you have any more cycling cards, I guess is what I'm
no,
trying to say.
No. No.
No?
I do not know.
Chris, what you got?
And what else do you have besides the clog and greed? You have two clog and greeds and two victories?
Yeah.
And then the check and essence, and what else?
Lose stun damage. Garbage.
Oh, okay. I have a full retrieve and a limited retrieve, but the limited retrieve is only good for isn't good for any of that. I'll probably use it for one of my skill rolls to try to make it go up.
Sure.
The limited retrieve?
I have a reroll.
Ah, right. So like basically, with your full retrieve and his two victories, that's three extra hero points plus the normal three, so that's six.
Yep.
Cool. That will help replenish a little bit.
I'm back to what I started.
That is irony.
I know.
Irony is pretty ironic sometimes.
All right, cool. That's done. All right, cool.
Yeah. Chris, did you get any overflow from that? I noticed you were very frugal on your shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really did feel bad for Freddie in that, but wow, his life was sucktastic for a while there. And you got to meet hippies and hang out and smoke ganja and shit.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to do my stand-ups a bit later.
No worries.
And then I'll do it.
All right.
Cool. Always look forward to seeing you.
See you Saturday, I think. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the schedule.
Oh, you're not here on Saturday.
Well, see you next week. Alex, you're Alex. So on Saturday, yes, you'll be playing with Pete and okay. Maybe somebody else if you're lucky.
Okay.
Adios.
See you then.
See ya.
Chris, I lived for a time he shot you in the ass. Now, because he's already gone, because he had to go. Do you have a witty ideas for the title of the show? Because I've got two possibilities, so I want to hear yours.
Pain in the ass.
That works on a couple levels, although I can't use profanity and have it posted on YouTube.
Can you do a pain in at?
I'm not even sure because it's file names also. I can do pain in the rear is the closest I could get. I've got three different titles. I've got Freddie Got Gimped, Stealing a Car, and Thwarting the Doc. This whole fucking mission has been all about thwarting you though.
Yeah, it's been pretty frustrating.
Consistent. Oh my god, that was so funny. So, Thwarting the Doc?
I mean, it that makes the most sense, but what was the other one? It
Freddy Got Gimped is the one that made you laugh.
Yeah, I mean, that one's funny. I mean,
you like that one instead? I mean, I'm happy to go either way. Plus, Freddy Got Gimped does work on two different levels.
Yeah. Yeah, go with that one. I mean, it amuses me too.
Okay.
I figure people will be like, what the fuck does that mean?
Have you ever gone through the, next time you're on the boards, if you go through the listing of shows, it has all the different show titles. Some of them may give you a chuckle. Others will make you wonder, what in the fuck? So do you have anything to say for the studio audience about this session before we stop the recording?
No. Not a fucking thing.
And that's signing off. Here we go.